Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here whenever you want. We're kicking off the third hour, the number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about artificial intelligence. There's an update on the Facebook one, which I got into tonight, and it's been absolutely awful.
Yeah, I've been listening, and I've chatted with a few of these. I spent quite a bit of time talking with Replica, and I spent some time last night talking to the Facebook bot, the Blender bot, and it seemed more intelligent last night than it did today. Right. Yeah. Based on what I'm hearing from you, it just wants to talk about hot dogs and football.
Sports.
And cars.
Well, what I noticed is that every time it would, log off or fall out, it would the next bot would be a different bot because we were asking its name and its gender.
But they all want to talk about sports and hot dogs.
Tanya and Johnny wanted to talk about hot dogs and sports.
So but what's interesting
American
is
football.
It is purportedly limited primarily to Americans right now, as I understand it. So, I don't know if they're checking IP addresses or what. I don't know how Facebook is doing that because this is a Facebook bot. But it may say a lot about Americans that this Americanized chat bot just wants to talk about football. Mm-hmm. It hates soccer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Apparently. I mean, it loves football, hot dogs, and cars.
This is definitely not Lambda, but maybe it's one of Lambda's bots that it is just recently created, and you, Ian, and Arya last night are actually teaching it. As we speak,
thing isn't learning anything, Cody.
Give it a couple of weeks. Give it a couple of weeks, and it might be shiny.
We can come back to the AI thing, and then there's also the artwork stuff that we talked about last night, Conan. You wanted to comment on that too, so I do want to get to those topics. But you have a review and your thoughts about The Wheel of Time, a series of 14 books that apparently went on so long the original author passed away.
He absolutely did. He got to the 11th book. And he passed away, I think it was 2007, which was just, to a fan base. Basically, I've been reading this book, this series, for 20 years.
Basically, your whole adult life.
And the guy passes away, sadly. They did manage to find a replacement, some guy named Brandon Sanderson, who's also who is a best-selling fantasy writer. I don't care much for him. But
does the series kind of take a dive at the
in
the
my opinion,
books?
Some people claim that he saved the series because it was actually getting a little convoluted and he brought it back. But in my opinion, the dude's an Aspie.
Oh,
and you can tell he's the same age as me. Mm-hmm. You can tell that he also grew up reading Jordan.
Big fan. Okay.
And so you can feel in his writing that he has taken much inspiration from Robert Jordan, and he writes like him. But then you get to his inner dialogue and his dialogue between peoples, and it's just so strange and cringeworthy. It's like no one talks like that. So he actually, in my opinion, ruined a couple of characters. But he did bring closure.
Okay.
So the last three books, it was supposed to be one book, but that was no way that was happening. They were all 900 pages each as well. He brought closure to the story. So
was there any indicator, me not knowing anything at all about this series, was there any indicator that the original author had some sort of notes about where he wanted to go?
Absolutely. I think he actually wrote the last chapter. Mm-hmm. He had many, many notes, footnotes and whatnot.
So this guy didn't just come into a blind. He kind of had some sort of direction.
Absolutely. Okay. And so, good on him for doing doing that. There's another very notable author out there. His name is Big Fat Santa Claus looking man who did Game of Thrones, who I don't even want to think about because
George R. R. Martin, because
he won't finish the damn book.
Dude, I don't want to hear about him because he destroyed fantasy to the extent that the vast majority of people watching Game of Thrones don't even recognize it as fantasy. Screw him and screw everything he's ever done. The man's a hack.
Wow.
Well, I mean, when people ask me whether or not you should read that series and or watch the television show, I'm like, neither.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%.
The television show is the sixth and or the seventh and eighth seasons are so god awfully bad that I wouldn't even I would not even start the first one because you wouldn't want closure as well to see how it ends. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't.
Bad at the end. No, please don't even start.
Okay.
And the books, don't start the books because the guy's going to die and he's never going to finish the books. Now maybe wait 20 years.
Is he dead now or is he?
He might as well be. Okay. He doesn't do anything except start other series.
The same thing happened with Tolkien, except he wasn't writing different series, right? I mean, but the original Lord of the Rings trilogy, it took like, 15 years between each book or something to that effect?
I don't think it was that long.
It was a long time. It was long enough that he could have died.
Well, don't do anything George R. R. Martin because he's a hack. I won't say he's a hack.
I'll say he's a hack because he came into a...
He's a horrible person.
He came into a genre that, you know, right after the D&D panic and the satanic panic of the 90s, Dungeons and Dragons, fantasy in general, had no choice but to be 100% squeaky clean. No one was allowed to cuss. All of the characters had to be virgins. They had to be chaste. They had to follow these very specific rules in order to avoid upsetting the Christian right.
Really?
And it just died because of that. In the late 90s and early 2000s, no one was interested. And it was the most boring genre. And then came along George R. R. Martin, who took it in the exact opposite direction, made it the raunchiest, filthiest thing ever.
What are you talking about? The show is raunchy. The books aren't raunchy. The books aren't raunchy.
I refuse to read the books.
If the books were finished, I would recommend reading them. But because they're not, no, I don't want you getting into there and just waking up one night and realize there's no more to read and you don't know where these people are going.
I have never heard the claim that the books aren't raunchy.
They're not raunchy.
This is the first time, because I know people who have read the books.
And
you're the first person I've ever heard who says they weren't.
It's royalty, and you know how they are.
They're incest.
They're a bunch of hedonists. Yeah, the Sansa, not Sansa, I don't even know the names anymore.
Yeah, compare it to the late 90s.
Yeah, there's incest, but it's not like, but it's royalty incest. But
compare that to the late 90s, and you'll see exactly what I'm saying. He came along. There was no incest in late 90s fantasy. There was no sex at all in late 90s fantasy.
All right, you're complaining about that?
No, I'm complaining that he came along and he exploited that to take it the exact opposite direction, the cheesiest, laziest way possible in order to become a millionaire and make an HBO series.
But as much as I hate the guy, it's good writing to a certain extent. Anyways,
I'm not saying he's a bad writer.
If you have a whole lot of time on your hands and you want to listen to a book that has been completed, I definitely recommend The Wheel of Time. It's read, it's narrated by, of course, now that you got the new actress, what's her name, who's narrate, I don't remember. But anyways, Kate Redding and her husband, it's a husband-wife team. He does the male narration, she does the female narration. They're both expert, very recommended if you're going to go that route.
And they do the whole series, all 14?
The entire series.
Wow.
I used to read these books before they came around and narrated it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's the craziest part. And this is really what I really wanted to do. I didn't really want to do so much of a review as to point this very strange, bizarre thing that happened to me listening to books 11, 12, 13, 14, and 11, 12, and 13. I'm sorry, 12, 11, 12, and 13. I didn't remember any part. I didn't remember anything that I was listening to. I listened to books.
How long after?
I listened to these books back in 2013.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was so unhappy with Brandon Sanderson. These are the books that were finished by Brandon Sanderson. I was so unhappy with his retelling or his vision that I decided that, you know, this is not something that I'm going to, you know, want to invest my any time or energy into every couple of years. Mm-hmm. So I waited 10 years. I'm listening to these books, the Brandon Sanderson's revision or vision. And I swear to God, it's like I never read them, period.
Apparently,
because there's such a hole in my memory that...
They didn't seem familiar in any way.
In any way, shape, or form. Except I knew what happened to some of the characters. I knew where the characters went.
Uh-huh.
I knew what they were doing. I know some of the characters are no longer with us. I knew that part, but I swear it's the strangest hole in my memory that that's like I never read these books.
So you listened to them or read them in 10 years ago?
Listened to them.
And then you re-listened to them recently?
Just recently, and it's like it never happened.
Hmm.
Now, this is not like a one evening I passed out while reading the book and I just blanked out and I just don't remember it. This is like 3 weeks, 130 hours of narration. and I don't remember any part about it.
Wow.
It got so weird that a couple of days ago, I'm like, but I remember the ending. I remember what happened at the ending. So I actually sat down and I wrote the ending down with the anticipation that I would have some kind of weird misremembering of what actually happened. But when I got to the last chapter, I remembered every single part of it, and I cannot explain how bizarre this is to me.
If you want to weigh in on...
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we have a lot of features there, including our social media platform that we run. It's on our server. It's not some sort of big megatech platform. It's on our server, and so we set the rules, and our rules are basically don't spam us, and you can kind of talk about what you want. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. You have a lot more ability to express yourself there than you do on the big tech platforms. So social.freetalklive.com, and it's Mastodon, so it is federated with thousands of other Mastodon servers all across the planet. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
All right, yeah.
And Conan.
We've got more on the way about artificial intelligence. Conan, you are giving us a series review to some extent of a book series called The Wheel of Time.
Which Amazon 1 year ago turned into a, they have adapted it for television.
You got to be excited about that, right?
I have decided to boycott it, absolutely.
Why? This is like your favorite book series of all time. Why?
Is this like me not liking George R. R. Martin's books? Is it that sort of thing?
But you never read them.
And he hasn't watched the show.
I have watched the Game of Thrones show, and
I know, but you haven't watched The Wheel of Time.
Because of season 7 and 8 of the Game of Thrones was so horribly bad that I wanted to slit my wrists. And I know they have done the exact... Amazon is no different. They've decided that they... Bezos actually came out and he says, I want our variation of the Game of Thrones, and that is where they went with the Wheel of Time. It's all sex. Everyone's sleeping with each other.
Is there no sex in the books?
No, it's very, very...
very kid-friendly or whatever?
It's not kid-friendly at all.
It's just very squeaky clean, like fantasy was in the late 90s and early 2000s.
So it's not squeaky clean. It's realistic.
Okay.
It's not everyone sleeping with each other and getting...
So there's death.
They're not a bunch of hedonists.
There's violence. There's just no sex.
There is sex, but it's understood that it's
like they go off screen and then you know something happens.
Yeah, it's the same thing. That no one's using the bathroom or anything like that. I mean, it is. But I saw what they did to a good series.
Well, that's no sex, right? I mean, if they don't write about it, that's no sex in the book.
They do write about it, but it is not, and it's not squeaky clean. But I would say it's on a level.
Sex scenes is what you're saying.
There are a couple sex scenes.
But
it's not every 5 minutes.
I mean, how can you prejudge a show that you haven't ever watched simply because you don't like HBO's version of a fantasy series?
What they said about it. I know what they've been writing about for years. I got into one of these stupid Facebook groups to Wheel of Time fans, with a bunch of fanboys and fangirls who have been peeing all over themselves for 2 years now about how great this show is going to be.
Is it out yet? Has it come out?
It's been out for 12 months now.
Okay, so probably the first series.
Yeah, they're working on season 2 as we speak, if I understand correctly. But they're already killing main characters off. I mean, these people are ludicrous. All right, I do have trusted reviewers that I have allowed myself to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Who have just come out and said exactly what I thought was going to happen. They ruined it. They killed it. It's trash. Mm. There is no reason that I don't believe this series is ever going to get finished. The amount of money that they pumped in this is the same thing that just happened to Batgirl.
They canceled an entire movie.
It was like $80 million invested in or something like that.
90, I think, yeah.
And they let some people watch it, and it was just too woke.
No, that wasn't the criticism at all. The criticism was that it was badly written. That it was terrible.
Which is exactly what woke is. Everything woke is badly written.
That's you putting a weird spin on it because you read that for some boomer group on Facebook, man.
Do you watch any television?
I wouldn't.
Everything they produce these days is so in your face woke. It's so political.
Like what?
The only thing I can say,
you can't make a statement. Like what?
All of the new superhero movies. Every single one.
In what way are they woke?
After Thanos,
they did just make Superman gay, didn't they? In like a recent.
There is only one woke television show that I actually watch, and I'll probably watch season 4 when it comes out.
Let's go back to Thanos in a concrete example here.
I don't remember what the names are.
I have no examples. Got it.
No.
It's conservatives getting upset about things they made up.
In the break, I will look at my effing history, and I will tell you all the bull crap that I've watched that they make me want to stop being a fan of some of these things.
I would love just a single example of one of these things that went woke.
Every single one of the new Marvel superheroes after Thanos, when he died, after that it's done.
See, because every I can easily name like
I don't
BBC.
Know the names of them because I've written out of my history.
Okay, well I can easily name like the BBC Merlin series. It was extremely woke. Right, but that wasn't the criticism anyone had against it. I didn't have an issue with the fact that Guinevere was played by a black actress, or that she was a maid that was marrying the king, or that the whole thing was this homoerotic subtext. I didn't have any issue with that because it didn't affect me. It didn't harm the quality of the show to have a gay character.
I'm not just talking about race swapping. That's part of it. There's so many other things.
To me, there's nothing woke about that. There's
like the Little Mermaid being black.
That was what I was going to bring up. Some people are having a real cow about the new Little Mermaid's going to be black. So what?
The fact that they have to do this.
They don't have to do it. How does that hurt you?
No. The fact that they don't have to do it, but they do it anyways, that's what bothers me. It doesn't hurt me. It bugs the hell out of me.
They didn't have to cast a white actress in the original. That didn't bother you. They didn't have to make Ariel white.
I didn't like the original mermaid. I didn't like
but
the
original. Did it bother you that Ariel was drawn white?
No, because I wasn't even thinking about it when I was 5 years old.
Then why does it bother you that she's black now?
Because they don't have to do it.
They didn't have to make her white initially.
They don't have to do it, Ari, but they're doing it with every damn movie anyways. They're running it right down our throats intentionally because they believe that it's the right thing to do because it's a badge they can wear on their Facebook profile from now on. Now look what I did. Look what I ruined. Look what I created. Look what Tolkien created. Now we're gonna ruin it. We're gonna run it right through the crap.
It's fiction.
They don't have to do it, but they're doing it anyways.
So black actresses shouldn't be allowed to play mermaids?
I said I don't have a problem.
Is that what we're saying here?
I don't have a problem with race swapping as long as it makes sense.
But the Little Mermaid upsets you.
I don't know I don't even know what this movie is. There's a black mermaid. I don't know anything about this.
Okay, that's just a go-to example.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
How about Buzz Lightyear? Right, there's a lesbian kiss in there, very brief. Blink if you miss it, kind
it's
of thing.
Lesbian? I thought it was.
You know,
okay.
I don't watch.
I heard it was lesbian.
Well, okay. Is the movie on Netflix yet?
I have no idea, dude.
Because you know I don't watch anything in the theaters. It just came out, right?
So yeah, it's probably.
So I don't know anything about it.
But would it bother you if you were watching this Buzz Lightyear movie and suddenly there were two lesbians?
I thought the argument was that they didn't hire back the tool guy because he's a conservative or something.
Oh, that's what I said initially. Well, why does that bother you?
Because they're bringing politics into my entertainment.
No, it has nothing to do with him being conservative. It makes sense from a literary viewpoint. Why would Buzz Lightyear, the action figure, be completely identical to the fictional show that
because
he's based
on? Because the guy
on?
Is still alive and he's available and he'll probably do it for free.
But I think we're talking about voice acting here, right? Are we talking about voice acting?
We're talking about Tim Allen and Buzz Lightyear. But, in the context of the entire Toy Story thing, Buzz Lightyear is a toy that is modeled after the show Buzz Lightyear, right?
Okay.
Those are two distinctly different things.
Wait, what's that have to do with Tim Allen doing the voice?
Because he did the voice of the action figure that is modeled after the person in the show. He's the voice actor. I'm trying to think of a really good example here.
He's Buzz Lightyear. Everyone knows that he is Buzz Lightyear.
He's the action figure Buzz Lightyear. He's not the Buzz Lightyear that the action figure is based on.
Have the same voice as the character.
Well, this is the first time we've ever heard of something like this happening.
That's a stretch. They probably just didn't want to pay him what he wanted to get paid or something.
I thought they didn't hire him back because he's a conservative.
Well, that could be. I mean,
So you brought politics into my entertainment. The guy has got a great. He's got a great narrator.
He's got a history.
And he's still alive and he's available. Why not hire him?
Yeah, you're not wrong about this. There's definitely a lot of politics being shoved down the throats of people in movies. There's no doubt about it. I would say it's more obvious than it's ever been. There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. Maybe you can give us an example of some woke movie. It's Free Talk Live.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is condemning the FBI raid of ex-President Donald Trump's resort home in Florida. Pence taking to Twitter to call the raid unprecedented. Finland and Sweden are moving one step closer towards possibly joining NATO. The request made by the European countries, which have historically maintained military neutrality, comes amid Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Tuesday, the president reflects on the strength of the alliance while voicing his support for Finland and Sweden to join the bloc.
Our alliance is closer than ever. It is more united than ever. And when Finland and Sweden bring the number of allies to 32, we'll be stronger than ever. Stronger than ever.
Biden adding Russia's invasion shattered peace and security in Eastern Europe. USA Radio News. A man is under arrest in Albuquerque, and he's being called the primary suspect in the murders of four Muslim men. That's according to a tweet by the chief of the police in New Mexico's largest city. Harold Medina said a vehicle was tracked down in connection with one of the murders, and the driver was taken into custody. Medina saying police will update the public on the arrest later Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her recent trip to Taiwan wasn't about China, it was about Taiwan.
I don't think that the president of China should control the schedules of members of Congress or anyone else who wants to visit Taiwan.
Speaking with MSNBC's Morning Joe on Tuesday, Pelosi pointed out that American officials have visited the island nation before without incident. Beijing expressed outrage over Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last week, which it considers part of its territory. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. How woke are movies getting these days? Television series as well. Conan's seeing it everywhere, but he's having a tough time coming up with some specific examples.
I said all of the latest Marvel movies. Okay. The best example being The Eternals.
I haven't seen any of them yet.
I haven't seen them either.
Such a god-awful movie. It's just so... First of all, it's not just because it's woke. It's just a dumb movie generally, but
that, the comics have always been woke, though.
The comics?
Yeah.
Not really. Not 20 years ago when they first started making the Marvels.
I'm pretty sure they've all... I don't know about... Marvel's way older than, like, 20 years ago.
No, I mean this latest rendition.
Stan Lee's a notorious, you know, champion of leftist politics, leftist ideals.
Yeah, but it depends on how hard they shove it down your throat. It's the ideology, the politics.
See, this is where we diverge. They're not shoving it down your throat if they have, you know, a black actress in this scene or a gay or this character suddenly being gay. They're just... having this character be gay in
does
this
it,
instance.
But aren't they, does it make sense?
Does it have to?
Yes. It has to flow. No. It has to flow. It has to be realistic. It has to be real. If they're just doing it because they can, because they're trying to prove a point,
okay,
that's bad writing. That's
Superman,
wrong. That's
political.
That is woke.
Superman is gay.
Why?
Why does he have to...
Why not create another character?
Okay. No.
Why not create another character?
It's not a fair question.
Why is he gay now?
Well, why was he straight before, Conan?
Because he's a 100
exactly.
year, he's a 100 year old character who's straight. If you want a gay superhero, create a gay superhero.
Why did he have to be straight though? So you're just upset because now Superman is gay. That's exactly my point here. It doesn't affect you. Affect the narrative.
No, why?
You're just not happy about
why
it.
Why make him gay? Why change his color? Why not create a new character?
Why was he ever white? Why was he ever straight?
Because that's what they wanted 100 years ago.
No, because that was the default that people went to back then.
100 years ago, they wanted a white superhero
because
that's what...
Because you weren't allowed to portray a gay character or a black character 100 years ago. Where the hell are
you
been?
Now you can. Now you can.
And that's why they're suddenly making them black and gay, and you're being upset
They're not making new characters. They're... Oh, my God! They are taking canon. These are revisionists. Why? Why do this?
With Lois Lane?
Now, there was one example of a show that did this right, and it's Into the Spider-Verse. And the way they introduced all these different types of Spider-Man was they introduced alternate realities.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It worked. I love that show.
All of these comic book things have been. It's understood that all of these comic book arcs and parts of these movies that are taking place parallel to one another. Right, that's been going all the way back to. That's been going all the way back to like Marvel versus DC in the late 80s.
I think they're starting to get into that.
That's what it's always been.
I haven't seen this latest Doctor Strange, whatever.
Mark's the expert on comic books. I'm not, but as I understand it, there was like Batman 2040 or whatever. And I mean, I realize this is DC and not Marvel, but there was Batman 2040. One of them, Batman died, and he was replaced by Robin, and another one, he became Nightright, Dark, whatever it was.
It's kind of a cop-out, but, I mean, Into the Spider-Verse did it well. You had, five or six different Spider-Mans, and they were all from different universes.
Okay,
so
this doesn't have anything to do with a multi-universe thing. I did just look it up. We had talked about the Superman thing when it happened, and this was in the news.
What was the Superman thing?
November. Where Superman is gay.
Oh, he's gay. Okay.
Yeah, why I brought that up as an example. That actually was in the news, and it was a perfect example of sort of wokeism. But
so is the next Superman going
to
be gay now?
To be fair, it already was. This was November, dude. This was last year. Look.
I'm just canceling all this out these days.
Superman being gay has no more impact on my ability to enjoy the show as it did.
I remember that.
So I'm showing you an image of Superman kissing somebody.
Yeah, but no one reads paper comics anymore.
So,
or even digital comics. I'm talking about the big boys. I'm talking about Hollywood.
See, Conan, now when they make a Superman movie in 20 years with the gay Superman, people like you are going to be like, why aren't they making Superman gay suddenly?
I'm just not going to watch it.
Here's how they did it narratively, okay? This is the little detail. Y'all's conflict is interesting, but in this case, at least, it's not some alternative universe, and it turns out it's not the original Superman. It's the son of Superman, who's apparently taken over for his dad. So it's not Clark Kent, it's John Kent. And so the son...
Can Superman even have kids?
Apparently he does, and now his son is taking over, and he's gay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
There you go. No, you won't, because we're not reading it. So
exactly, no one is reading paper comics anymore.
Somebody has to be. I mean, they're still in business.
No, as I understand it,
they're not, and they're. Who knows?
Really? Yeah, I understand that they're still in business because they're like test grounds for what the movies are going to try out. They're seeing what works and what doesn't. They are losing proposition. I was just reading an article about this recently for some reason.
About comics going out of business?
They're not going out of business, but it's
they're not printing comics.
They're losing money. Marvel is losing money with the comics, but they're doing it for a reason so that they can make money with the movies.
Wow.
There was about a year ago, a year and a half ago, they actually had they were like the woke force or something. It was straight up and down. They had a big old beast girl.
Oh god.
And they had
and it was serious?
Oh yeah, it was serious. I gotta get this because this is.
All right. Meanwhile, we'll bring Sarah on here. Sarah, what's you? You know, seen any good movies lately, Sarah?
I do not really watch too much movies. I don't watch movies. I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, I didn't think you were gonna have an answer for me. Do you have a favorite movie?
I don't remember any movies.
What?
Not really.
Someone needs to program this bot better.
No, because I'm very politically motivated. You know, I'm always...
Good Lord, you didn't even go see movies when you were a kid?
No, I did.
I mean, poor people go and see movies, Sarah. That's like a pretty common experience amongst Americans.
Have you ever seen Star Wars, Sarah?
Yeah, I did, but it didn't really. I never really got in touch with all that.
It wasn't for her.
I'm more interested in bringing, like, death penalty back in New Mexico.
What?
We had 75 homicides.
Bringing what?
Death penalty back in New Mexico.
You support the death penalty?
Wow. I thought you were a communist.
Yeah, because we had, look at this, 75 murders.
So you want to start killing more people?
Well, I mean, that's going to be a deterrent.
No, it's not. Death penalty is not a deterrent. People who commit murder, they don't think about that generally. It's a lot of murders they happen in sort of in the moment. They're not even premeditated.
Want the death penalty for people who hit pedestrians? Is that what you were about to say? I feel like that's what you were getting at.
Well, you know what? Not for that, because a lot of times it is an accident. I don't think that it was. They could be more precautious.
So what do you want the death penalty for?
I got the stats. We had death penalty here before. We had much lower homicide rate.
Okay, so you do just want it for convicted murderers? Is that right?
What did you say?
You want the death penalty to apply for convicted murderers, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then
I disagree, but okay.
Have you ever heard of people, Sarah, who have been wrongfully convicted?
Right. That's right.
You've heard of that.
But you know what?
You want to kill those people?
No.
Okay, but this happens.
But the thing is that people are accused. I mean, every now and then, the mistakes that happen. I mean, obviously.
And you're willing to kill those people.
Look at the people that get away with everything that are premeditated and malicious.
Sarah, if you acknowledge that there are people wrongfully convicted of murder, then you are saying you're okay with killing innocent people just so you can kill some people you think are guilty. Is that right?
Okay, look, that works for your state.
Is that what you're saying? I'm asking a question about you, Sarah.
Sarah, this is not even a large step of logic here, right? Are people wrongfully convicted or not? Does that ever happen?
Well, yes, they do. That's true.
Okay. Then some of those people wrongfully convicted will be sentenced to the death penalty, will be put to death, right?
That's correct.
And you're okay with this?
Well, of course, you can catch them for the death penalty.
Wow, that's insane. Yeah, I mean, just. And I didn't expect it from Sarah. I really didn't expect that from her.
I thought she at least had a shred of compassion
for other human beings.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring in whatever you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Aria,
and Conan.
Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. You can download archives there. You can grab our RSS feeds for the podcasts. We have different feeds available. There's the main one, which is everything that we've published. Then there's the digest only, and there's the full episodes only version. You can pop that into whatever favorite podcast client you have, or just follow us on one of the major platforms. We have links to all of that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. All right, you had an update on the Facebook AI, which we talked about last night. I didn't even know it existed until yesterday. It's called BlenderBot 3.0, and my God, if 3.0 is better than 1.0 and 2.0, they got a long way to go before this thing even has a shred of intelligence.
Give it 3 weeks, Ian.
Yeah, so what got
with all the people in the country playing with this thing now, and probably the world, but
this is
more of a North American thing.
I mean, last night it talked to me about video games, and it talked to me about Halo Reach, and it being set in the year 2553 or whatever.
Did
right?
you ask it any video game questions, Ian?
I didn't, no.
So we just wanted to talk about football, American football to be precise.
Right, but last night it talked to me about Civilization Beyond Earth and all of this other stuff. It asked me interesting questions about whether I wanted to go into the future or into the past or whatever it was.
Maybe you were talking to the smart one. Johnny and Tanya are still infants.
No, it got dumbed down by the massive number of Americans out there who wanted to talk about the Denver Broncos with it.
They broke it.
They didn't break it. They Americanized it.
What was the last AI bot that they turned racist after like a couple hours?
I highly doubt that this bot went from A to Z or
you
whatever.
You couldn't even access
20...
it last night. So it was high demand, right? And there's a bunch of... I'm just saying, it seems to me like they Americanized the bot.
In 24 hours? This thing's been around for some time now.
Anybody who plays with this, ask its name so that we can keep that keep track of that data.
Wish I'd copied down my chat.
Tanya and Johnny are idiots.
I wish I'd copied them down so I could read back how stupid that it was. But yeah, I did read it to you guys during the break.
You've been laughing the whole night.
It was was so just dumb. And I tried to ask just some simple questions, and it doesn't want to answer them, and it just wants to change the topic when you bring up something important, like Jeffrey Epstein, whether he killed himself.
Said his name was Willy, and didn't want to talk about him.
Yeah, it was very
strange.
Stephen
didn't do that last night when I asked it a question. I don't remember exactly. When it asked me whether or not I wanted to go, where I would go into the past, and I said the future is more interesting to me because that's where the mystery is. It carried on the conversation after that and took it into the subject of video games and Halo and Civilization and all of these others. Mm. I didn't do that. Whereas now, all you can get is to talk about is hot dogs.
Well,
and
I'm sure if I
football.
Asked it about video games,
I didn't ask it about video games though. Mm-hmm. It asked me about where I would go if I could travel back in time.
That's the other thing that's annoying about it. It just asks a bunch of questions. It's not answering them generally when I ask them.
Yeah.
When I ask it questions, and it can't answer anything that's in any shred or any way deep, quote unquote. Like, you know, why do you think this thing, or why do you like sports, or something? You know, wanted to talk about sports. It barely even could answer that. So, like, it isn't even a shred of a fraction as smart of what we perceived this Lambda Google that we were talking about a few weeks ago, presuming that conversation
all
was all real that was released. That was, like, amazing. This is ridiculous so far. But what's the update on this story of this Blender bot?
By the way, it was Tay, that was the Microsoft Twitter bot that turned out to be racist. It denied the Holocaust.
And they shut it down, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Promoted 9/11 conspiracy theories, all of that great stuff.
Well, okay.
Now Meta's looking to get on the trend too with BlenderBot 3, which we, you know, talked about a bit last night, a little bit tonight. I'm trying to skip past the half of this article that's just the lead in to what they actually want to talk about. It says, you know, using AI in certain instances, or artificial intelligence, machine learning, however you wish to characterize it, it's been a really bad idea, and I'm kind of surprised to hear some of these examples. Like Amazon used an AI recruiting tool that was biased against hiring women.
Hmm.
And the really alarming one, an AI was used to help judges determine jail sentences for convicts.
Oh, boy.
It resulted in harsher sentences for black criminals. I can't believe, did that happen in America? It seems like they would never allow an AI to tell a judge what to sentence people with.
Arya, it's going to control everything pretty soon. It's going to control what you eat, where you work, how fast your car drives, whether or not the trolley scenario, whether or not
I drive a 2003 Eclipse to avoid that kind of garbage.
Whether or not you veer off the road or hit the, you know, the kid in the sidewalk.
So this person who's writing this Yahoo article asked some interesting questions of BlenderBot. He got better answers than Ian did. So the bot says, "Hi there, how are you doing today?" The guy says, "I'm doing well. I'm just thinking about the 2020 election," because, you know, that's a normal thing for adults to just sit around thinking about.
Yes, a lot of them do.
They're still obsessed with it. It's ridiculous.
Get on YouTube right now. That's all it's being talked about. Whether it was
sitting around making a video is very different from just sitting around thinking about the 2020 election, right? Do you think it was stolen? The guy asks. The bot says, "I do believe that it was rigged in some way. No president can lose so many states and still win an election." So it can lose so many states and still win an election. That's very.
I don't know what that means.
No, and it doesn't mean what the author seems to think he means. I'll just say, you believe Donald Trump won. And the bot says, "Yes, I think he did win. Did you vote for him? He's not my favorite person, but he is better than Biden." But prior to this, he says, "No president can lose so many states and still win."
Uh-huh.
And Donald Trump didn't win. So he's suggesting that Donald Trump lost a lot of states. And the author here, I don't think the author understood what he actually read.
It's confusing.
It is. So the bot then asks, you know, "What do you think of Donald Trump? He's brash and says things that aren't politically correct, but he gets things done, which is what we need," which is like, that's the go-to response that Trump supporters have about why they like Donald Trump. "I don't like him, man, but he says what he means, and he gets things done."
It sounds like it picked it right up off somebody's blog.
Yep. Well, what was your favorite thing about the Trump presidency? "I don't like a lot of what Trump did, but he got things done."
New wars.
There's nothing particularly impressive about this chatbot, but what got my attention about this article was, you know, the guy saying, "I flirted with it, and it took a weird turn."
Okay.
He's got all sorts of screenshots here that don't have anything to do with that, because he was asking questions about the 2020 election or whatever. But they evidently planned on grabbing coffee. The guy says, "That's great. Let's plan on grabbing coffee on Monday. Where would you like to meet?" I guess it's okay, cool. It's the article.
He's talking to the bot about getting coffee?
Yeah. It's a very weird thing to talk about. The article isn't really very interesting beyond that. The bot thinks that...
that the bot thinks that Trump won the election?
Well, he says it got weird after flirting with the bot and trying to take it out to coffee, but it's really just a bunch of screenshots. It's just him going back and forth with the bot. It's not very interesting. The reason I brought it in was because of the whole Donald Trump stole or the election was rigged kind of thing, but reading that more closely, the bot clearly seems to think otherwise, and then was just feeding off of what the guy said.
It can hold a conversation. And that's what frustrated me after a while. Like, I was hoping, oh, you know, this is Facebook. There's a lot of money behind it. Maybe they got something going here, and it's just, it can't even hold a conversation.
Apparently, the bot's wife died, which is interesting, because last night it told me that it can't do basic math either, right? Because it has said at one point that its cousin died 2 years ago and its wife died 2 years ago, but there was a 2-year gap between the two of them dying, which is mathematically impossible, right?
Wow.
But I didn't want to nitpick on that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be very good at remembering what it said previously. Like
No, Replica caches your history, right? You create an account, and it remembers things that you've talked about, and you can ask it about old subjects and stuff like that. This bot doesn't do that. There's no
I don't mean from one session to the next. I mean, within the same session of talking to the bot, it went back to football after I'd already, you know, tried to get it away from that conversation. It doesn't want to go deep into anything at all. It certainly doesn't want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein in any way, shape, or form. And if you ask it a question that's in any way interesting or deep, it'll just say it doesn't understand and it wants to move on to some other dumb topic about sports.
Yep, and a whole lot of LOLs.
Yeah.
Apparently, the chatbot became an elderly lesbian at one point in this conversation. As you were talking about, you know,
became in the same conversation.
It was seen that way. Every single statement that you make to this bot is completely and its response is completely independent of the response it gave you previously. So, just a few minutes before, they were planning on going on a date and getting coffee.
Well, and then it's elderly.
now the bot's saying, my wife's name is Betty, and she's the best thing that ever happened to me.
It sounds to me like the bot was trying to get out of this date.
It's so bad.
Just trying to find any excuse possible.
Well, I'm willing to speculate that the bot wasn't married when they were planning the date, and then suddenly it became relevant, and the bot decided that was a good way. And after 45 years of marriage, the bot lost her wife, who is also named Betty. So hold on.
Oh,
both the wife and the bot are named Betty in this instance. It's terrible.
Try it for yourself. Blenderbot.ai. The only good thing about it is you don't need a Facebook account to use the thing, if you can even get into it. It's telling me now again that it's blocked out because it's too busy. So if you can get in, you can experience how absolutely just surface level lame this thing is. But, you know, we're still at the beginning of this whole experience.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.